Next coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 2-0 overall, ranked 20th in the AP poll and tied for 18th in the USA Today coaches poll. Wisconsin plays at Arizona State on Saturday night, a 7:30 local kick to be televised by ESPN. And in conference news, running back Corey Clement was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. It's obviously it's great to be 2-0. It was a great setting again in Camp Randall. And tremendous day of football for our team, and did what we had to do to get the victory, which is a positive. Very, very proud of Corey for a true freshman to do what he's done. And also Sojourn starting on the defensive side for those two freshmen to come in and be able to handle the ability to play at this level as a true freshman is impressive. So proud of those two young men. Moving on to Arizona State, a big stiff test this week. They're a good football team, well-rounded, good offense, good defense, good on special teams. And I think they've gained a lot of momentum as they move through the end of last year and it's continued on to this year. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. You guys know who the players are. We can talk about anybody you want in those situations, but this will be a big test. Traveling across the country, we're excited about the opportunity and moving on to game three and looking forward to preparing today.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberger with ESPN.com.
Gary, I know you're focused on your game, but there's four Big Ten games against the Pac-12 this weekend. And how big of a weekend do you think it is for the conference? Limited opportunities to really compete against other top conferences in the regular season, but there's obviously quite a few of them this weekend.
Well, I think it's big. You focus on the league, and it's important for the Big Ten for a lot of reasons. It's important for all of us from a recruiting standpoint, and playing another big time conference, and so I do believe it matters for the conference. Those are important games. Every game is important, but I know this: we're going into Players Own State, and from my knowledge, there's never been a Big Ten team going there and win. So, it's a huge opportunity for us and for the other schools in the conference to hop out of conference play before we get into it here in a week or so and show what we can do against another quality conference like the Pac-12.
Gary, how much did that lack of success for the league maybe play into the way you guys are approaching this? You got going out a day early, obviously taking some extra time out in Arizona.
Well, for us, it's just a matter of really that's how the travel kind of lines up. It's best for our kids and best to get them acclimated, I believe. Done it both ways, and there is no magic recipe for it, but when it's two time zones, we like to go out early and give them an opportunity to get situated. We have an opportunity here to be able to practice on Thursday before we leave and get a little settled on Thursday evening and then kind of have our normal Friday routine without a 3.5-hour, 4-hour flight, whatever it may be. So I believe that's the norm for a lot of schools when you're traveling across the country, and it's important to get the kids settled. It also, believe it or not, it gives them an opportunity academically to have some positive time on Thursday and on Friday to stay up on top of things, and people are there with them to help them with their school, so we deem it as a positive.
Thanks, Gary.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, not to be at all dismissive of the two teams you've already played, but is there any concern that because they weren't higher caliber opponents, it's going to be tough to prepare for the speed of Arizona State?
Yeah, there's speed, and Tennessee Tech, I thought last week, ran pretty well, and we played very well, but this team is they kind of got it all as far as a very, very good offense. And in a nutshell, it's a well-coached schemes, but some very talented athletes, and they're doing a good job of using they're talented athletes and getting the ball on offense. They highlight them on defense. They highlight them on special teams. And so that is going to be a factor without question. Our ability to be able to tackle in space will really not control, but it'll be a big part of the outcome of this game. And it will probably control how we do play on defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, being able to deal with an aggressive attacking style defense with some great players. Starts with Sutton, but there's some other kids on there that make a bunch of plays for him.
And following up on the travel question, did you consult with any coaches who've gone west with their teams?
No, I've gone the other way, so I don't think it's really probably too much different. You know, we went round and round, and there was a lot of reasons why we decided what we did, but I've just kind of gone off past experiences and places I've been where we've gone across again to two time zones.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from line of Lee Varfnack with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Gary, do you get the sense your kids kind of have the itch to play somebody their own size, so to speak?
Well, I think it gets amped up whenever you're going to go play a Pac-12 opponent, and we get to that point in the season. I think they're excited about that opportunity, and they know this is a quality opponent. So I didn't really feel a difference in preparation yesterday, but I'm sure they spend a little extra time, you know, on film study and do the things that they do. And they've prepared very well for UMass. I had great respect for them. Same thing for Tennessee Tech, and I expect the same. But, you know, it does when you're playing another team that, you know, has done what Arizona State's done. You throw on the film, and
right.
You know you better get ready real quick.
Yeah. And after two games, do you feel you have a pretty fair read on your team, or are there a lot of things that maybe you're still trying to find out?
Well, I think we're still trying to find a lot of things, you know, the perfect fit and where we're going to go, and we're still evolving on offense. I believe we're still evolving on defense, and, you know, that sometimes, and that can go on for even into the first year, and then next year
sure.
You kind of revamp it and move forward. But we have a lot of unanswered questions, and we have a lot of things that we feel are very settled, and some other things that are unsettled at this point, but I wouldn't feel that's really different than any years that I've been head coach.
Okay. Appreciate it, Gary. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MadTownBadger.com.
Coach Anderson, you talked about evolving, and you know, last week we saw a little bit more out of your passing game. Could you talk about the importance of Jacob Pedersen and getting the tight ends more involved in the offense as well?
Yeah, well, Jacob's a tremendous player. I believe we have, you know, four tight ends that are quality young men, and they will be a big part of the offense. I think they'll continue to grow as we move forward. The ability to involve the tight ends really becomes bigger the better you run the football, and you know you're going to see more offense in certain situations. And you know we're gonna grow in that area as far as the number of plays we have, and we have our core, but I think we'll grow. And I know the tight ends will be involved in those situations. Now it's a matter of them, you know, getting open and being in a position to receive the ball. But they're talented young men, and Jacob is one of them. And it was good to have Waz finally get his first touchdown last week. It was great for him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from line of Tom Mulhorn with Wisconsin State Journal.
Gary, where'd you get the idea for one of the players to carry out the American flag out of the tunnel, and how do you pick the players? We asked the guys yesterday, and nobody seemed to know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think it's a great tribute, and it's a little thing that we can do that I think is important, and the kids were very excited about it. And it was when I talked to Bo about it, Bo jumped up and was the first one to throw his hand in his air and say, "Coach, I'd love to do that." And so I let him do it the first game, and I basically told him, "Bo, you're going to do that unless you want to pick somebody else to do it, and you think somebody else can go out and do it." And I guess he ran. I don't see it the first of the game, so I guess he did it again the second game. So maybe nobody beat him in an arm wrestling match or what took place, I don't know. But he may carry it the whole season, or he may pass on the flag, if you will, to somebody else. But it's just a gesture that for us to say thank you.
Thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your team has back-to-back shutouts. Talk about what that means, especially as you bring the backups in the second half, that they're still holding the defense or the offense out of score.
Well, I think that's a great point. The ability to get the young players in there on defense is huge, and for them to be able to hold down the fort. Their communication was pretty good. Their ability to understand the scheme and make some plays was really good, and that's a positive. But to get two shutouts in a row, you know, I never had that as a defensive coordinator. I've never been around a team that's done that 2 weeks in a row. It's hard to shut anybody out in those situations. So it's a great start, and I would say the thing I take the most from that is what you said, is the ability for the young kids to come in and compete and not just let somebody go down the field on them. That's great to see, and hopefully that bodes well for the future.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.